Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark.
Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
We're back with an all-timer, a Hall of Famer, first ballot guest.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you guys.
We're so excited.
Christine likes it when I talk like this.
We're so excited that you're here.
I love when your voice goes
up. We love when your voice, your octaves and your pitch changes. But we're also not just excited that you're here to show you stuff, but we're also so excited to announce that you are going to be doing an additional. You don't work hard enough, so we have thrown more work your way.
Yes.
You're going to be doing a podcast out of here.
Yes.
On our second set that we have here.
And let's be fair. Should we be calling it a podcast? YouTube. It's a full-on all this stuff you have here is going to be deployed for that. Let's call it a pod for the moment.
Sure.
It's a show.
Here's the cool thing. We respected that when you first came on, it was just like, hey, would you come on? And it was...
Well, I was fans of both you guys.
Well, that's very nice.
And I kind of knew what your mom's house was. I did not know what I was going to be subjected
to.
Nor did I know what a sadist your wife is. So she was going to enjoy my discomfort.
Or that the audience would really enjoy your discomfort.
Well, it's your audience.
But not only the discomfort, I think we enjoy having a professional opinion on what's going on in these clips.
To be fair, not just the clips, but I was reflecting today when I was thinking about coming over here and how joyous I was and I want to congratulate you guys. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
And I thought, the opening volley with these guys was, does farts push stool out or not? This is why we have you on the show. And I thought, wow, so here we are. Here we are. We're coming full circle.
Did you ever think that your medical
degree?
I've
been to radio a long time, and sort of nothing surprises me. However, that moment stayed with me.
Farts push the shits out, or do shits push the farts out?
That was the reason I was on the show.
Big thing, that's right.
Yes.
And then we played for you a tons of funny clips.
Funny.
Yeah, you know. So,
funny.
That was funny, right? The guy, that was a snake bite. Biting at
I didn't get to see that.
No, that was just audio.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, he's
that's
just
funny. People's misery is funny,
it's
right?
The best.
Is
right.
That what I'm supposed to eat?
It is, and that's why we
here's
have
the part,
your
and I,
podcast.
So, yeah, so yeah, I'm yeah. seriously reflecting on all this morning. And the other thing that is, aside from your glee at my discomfort, the other thing was Tom's genuine joy at people's misery.
Yeah.
He was like, yes, this is joyous. And it was that like the layer of discomfort on me that I almost couldn't tolerate.
Yeah.
So that's where the discomfort really goes over the top.
Yet you came back. You come back.
Yet
and now
I came back. I maintained friendships. And not only that, I'm going to be a part of this ship, this pirate ship.
Well, here's the thing I wanted to like, in summary, is that you came on, you didn't know what to expect. The audience so loved having your voice in this world. And then that's what led to the idea of, like, what if you did a show here where it's a little mix up of, like, you know, speaking of things that you want to talk about in your own lane, commenting on clips from the show, which seems to be like a really fun thing to happen, and then talking to some people too,
hopefully comedians, and deconstructing them.
Oh my god,
After Dark,
dude, I love it.
Dr. Drew After Dark,
that's what it's gonna be,
and it implies all the fun you're talking about, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and crazy comedians. And I want you to psychoanalyze all the comics.
I'll do the best I can.
I want to, if you watch
Christina's
Dr. Drew,
so fascinated by that.
Yes,
I love
it. Is it your own stuff that you're fascinated and your husband now?
Everybody. I'm fascinated by human beings.
And I just thought about how it is my voice in this world. Is that what you said, Tom? In this world?
In this world.
In this world,
yeah.
And it is an alternative universe over here.
Subscribe to get it first and go to drdrew.com for all the links to the video and audio podcasts coming your way.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark,